Let's do it.
Welcome to the Midway Water Advisory Board meeting for Monday, October 2nd. We need to excuse Mayor Johnson, who is normally the chair of this meeting. She had another commitment. And we need to welcome Russell Kohler as a new member of this board. He represents the irrigation company. He replaced his dad. I wish that wasn't the situation, but that's where we're at. So welcome, Russ.
It's your first time you got to streak around the town hall and back.
Yes.
Initiation.
See, that's the kind of bullshit you have to put up.
Can I get your email address?
Sure. RussKohler@gmail.com.
Well, that's easy. Okay.
Okay. The first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. We have we're approving the agenda for tonight's meeting, October 2nd, 2023, and approving the meeting minutes for August 7th, 2023. Have you had a chance to review them?
I'll make the motion that we approve the meeting of August the 7th.
Okay, we have a motion, and we're going to. And Jeff, if you second it, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
But Jeff, I'm abstaining because I wasn't
there. Well, I'll vote because I was.
There you go.
Okay. The first item on the agenda that we're talking about is the Springer Subdivision, 741 North, 200 East. Mike, you want to lead us through that?
Yeah, I've been told to cut to the chase, so I'll try to get to the point quick here. 0.92 acres. This is in the half acre zone. We're just looking at one lot. It fronts on 200 East. So here is an aerial photograph showing the property. So this is just the entryway into the Mountain Spa property, Amiali. And this is the property. Again, it's 0.92, but there's quite a bit of dedication with the roadway. And so that lowers it down to 0.75 of an acre. It's kind of a wide, shallow lot. So a lot of frontage with this, so that's why there's so much dedication. Existing conditions. Here is a copy of the proposed plat. So this is a close-up of that, so you can see how much area is for dedication. And that road is currently under construction, and the laterals for this subdivision have been put in already. So we don't have to tear up the road again. And this shows the utility plan. Not aware of any Midway Irrigation Company ditches
on
this property.
No, there is none.
Nothing there.
Where's are you coming up 200 North with the 200 East with the secondary water?
Yeah. It's already in.
Huh?
It's already in.
Yeah.
So we don't need any easements on the plat for Midway Irrigation Company. So this is the recommended water requirement. So 0.92 of an acre. After dedication, we have 0.75. Impervious surface for a dwelling accessory structure. Since it's over a third of an acre, we're subtracting 8,000 square feet. So we take the 0.75, subtract the 0.18, we get 0.57. That equals 1.71 acre feet. Then we have the one culinary connection. So we have the 1.71 plus the 0.8, 2.51 is what we have on the property for the requirement. Any questions on the calculation for this?
So this lot didn't have any pre-existing water rights.
Well, it's not been historically irrigated.
Yeah, it's just been.
I can tell from the photo.
Yeah,
I don't know what Jerry owns, but it's not irrigated.
I've never seen it.
I think at some point in time, this piece was part of the piece where the Springer home is. And so that had the water right, and they probably traded over half a share, and that covers the size of the lot that it is. So they just have to fill in the gap on this one.
I think Jerry owned water besides that, too.
Yeah, I think they've got a share that they've got available for this lot. Yeah.
This wasn't part of the land where all the water rights were sold off, right?
Yeah, this one I'm not aware of anything like that. Yeah, that would have been over on the Mountain Spa property.
Paul, you got anything to add to this?
I guess would there be any allowance on this one where it hasn't been historically irrigated to
We haven't on residential lots because most people, when they get planting lawn, they don't know when to quit. If there's a way we could guarantee that they wouldn't plant that whole thing in their lawn of some kind.
Yeah, we're having the problem right now on Midway Crest where we only have half an acre and people are starting to try to irrigate more. We sent a letter out to all the property owners last week saying you've got half an acre to irrigate, that's it. That's a problem we run into is if we try to limit it, they just try to take what they can get. So, and this is clearly irrigable. It's pretty flat, so.
But it's never been irrigated.
Yeah.
Never. The whole thing.
Yeah. So do they have water?
My understanding is they have a share, yeah. But do you know anything different from that?
Jason Mayer, his son-in-law, hasn't given me a copy of what they have.
Yeah, and I could be wrong. I met with them a long time ago. Yeah, that's what I remember.
I think they do have shares, and I guess we put it this way, if they don't have the share, then we can maybe look and reconsider it.
I think just precedent-wise, we haven't done that because of the enforcement issue. Yeah. I wouldn't want to change that precedent.
On a single lot.
Yeah.
There are places where not irrigated.
You know, in big developments like Brandon Farms, and some of the places, hillsides and wetlands.
But this is none of those.
None of those, no.
It's historically not irrigated.
In the code, it really doesn't give that as an option. It gives sensitive lands as an option for not requiring water rights, but we didn't specifically state non-irrigated. Really, the determination's been if it can be irrigated in the future. We feel like somebody is going to irrigate it. And that seems, I think the property surrounding this.
Sell it to somebody from a wet area and they're going to want to bring a little bit of home.
Okay, let's move on to a vote. In other areas in the county, if it's not irrigated, you can make this argument and, I don't know, hard to enforce.
Yeah.
I know that's a hardship for you guys, but that doesn't seem like a reason.
Can you go back to the recommendation? So I would move that we recommend a 2.51 acre foot requirement for the water on this and ask for a will serve letter from the irrigation company.
We have a motion by Jeff to approve the calculation as presented and a will serve letter requirement. We have a second. We have a second by Brent. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. The next item on the agenda is the change program. And Jennifer, are you going to...
Have a good night.
Yeah, so you too. I just talked to Mike. He said that he gave you a list and there was some that shouldn't be on there anymore, and there was some that he wasn't aware of, so we needed to get together to talk about that.
So, Jennifer, is this the list, or is
this
it a different
is the list?
So this is on two pages, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, so
and
that
then
is
I've
the
included
list.
The map that we had from years ago.
Yeah.
So, and this is the main area, so just so you know the slides, if we need to look at them.
Okay.
So I have no idea what this is.
All right.
Can you explain it to me like I'm five?
Yes, I can. When we were putting in the secondary system, we had some people come in and there was areas in the area that we couldn't justify running an irrigation line through and cutting the pot rock, like up on Birdie Lane, that Magpie Circle, and that is solid rock, and we can't justify doing that. And then down through Rainbow Lane, and we was Dan.
So there's Magpie and there's Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Dan, I never thought I'd forget his name. Used to have the Courier newspaper. Mm. Dan.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his last name.
Anyway, he came and said, "We're going to sue you if we don't get every resident in the city the opportunity to hook on the secondary system, you're treating as preferential treatment. And since the city's letting you use the right-of-ways, and Mayor Owens and I met with him. And we came back and we said, well, you got a point. We want everybody to have opportunity there. If a person can't hook on the secondary system, we'll make arrangement with the city to deliver you secondary water through the culinary system until such time as we can get a line to you. And this list used to be a lot bigger.
But a lot bigger.
We worked it and got it down. And we are now coming down Homestead Drive. And we're through the cart path on the Homestead Drive with a line. So a lot of them will be coming off.
And so that line comes from the north?
It comes from the north down around, and all them new homes on Kimball Lane, or on Thurriott's.
Yeah, so there's a Kimball Circle there,
yeah.
And then we've got the Cantons right here.
Yeah, we're not to the Cantons yet, but we'll get in there.
So Mike said that he went through this list. Does Y mean yes, they have irrigation?
That's what you got.
I stole it from him.
He went through and put it, but it says yes, we're billing them, and then
that's what he said. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like on Larry Gertz,
mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be on it at all.
Okay, so he should
because.
Be on it.
We paid to run, when Bill Probe put the line up.
Scotch Fields, Canyon View Drive probably.
Yeah, Canyon View Drive.
Okay.
We brought it down Canyon View Drive.
He's tied on to PI, isn't he?
Larry? Not his house. Is that PC irrigates right next to his house? That is off that PI line. But he won't hook his house on because he says it's easier to
do this.
Yeah.
So I told Mike that what I'll do, I'll send him this list and he will tell me who shouldn't be on it and who should be on it. And then I think we'll have a better understanding if they're really, he says there's not 56 people still on the exchange. He says there's less than that. So
what he wrote on that list was just sit here tonight.
Yeah, and he says, so let's sit down together, go through it and see who it is, and then make sure I'm billing them and that you're billing them, and we'll go from there. So
kitty corner to the state park, didn't I understand you need a pump right in there
to do the cottages?
That
well, Midway Highlands,
that whole area.
Cottages on the Green is the ones that's kind of using a lot of the water. So
but
that's that, kind of where we wanted to know.
But that will take a pump right in there, won't it?
It's going to take a booster pump.
We have a pump to take it up to the tank.
Isn't there a pump right across from Blue Water or something?
For the culinary.
Make me copy this.
But we're wanting to put a pump on the irrigation.
See, we've got that big 36-inch line coming under that, right down from that pond along there. And we took a new line up in front of the visitor center this summer when they put the trail in. We had them put the line in. And so we just got to put a booster pump on that and we'll be able to provide secondary water.
But you can't put it in the same pump house where we have our pump.
People are picky about drinking the ditch water.
I'm just thinking like the same electrical hookup or something and make it easier.
So what are we proposing then? What are we doing then? Do we have to wait for Mike and
So we'll have to, we just wanted to find out if there was any of them.
You're just cleaning up the list.
Cleaning up the list, basically. We haven't talked about it. I don't think since you've been on the water board. So we kind of just wanted to go through it and make sure we had everybody right and who needed to be on it, who shouldn't be on it, make sure he's billing who he needs to bill, and then go from there. So that's
and
a good start.
We'd like to eliminate as many of them as possible.
Cass Ho lives right up there on 100 West.
Mm-hmm.
Those houses don't have it?
No.
No.
But across the street they do.
No.
But Lace has. And that little Swiss circle, whatever, across the street, that little community doesn't have, it looks like a lot of the houses in there.
That whole subdivision
doesn't have it. They're all on here.
And this map is old.
The map isn't going to be as accurate as the list of the names.
Yeah, the list is accurate. This is just to give you an idea of the areas.
So you can see how many more we, I mean, up to 71 is how many we had at this time, and now we only have 56.
Yeah.
And even that, according to Mike, needs to be adjusted.
So the water comes from the culinary system.
Mm-hmm. We don't
know. They use that for irrigation. Do they pay a different rate?
They pay the rate we charge for irrigation.
Yeah, so they get a bill from the irrigation company.
For culinary,
it's just a regular rate.
Because it's all metered off our meter.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So do we charge them extra for irrigating, or?
Mm-mm.
That's an excellent point, because see the circled ones?
Yeah.
Years back, we analyzed this,
I think it's 2015.
Yeah, we talked about billing them for overages.
Like we looked at it and said, here's how much outside acreage they have.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that times 3 acre feet per acre. They should use this many gallons per year. We got with Jennifer, looked at the ones with the circle are using more than 3 acre feet per acre.
Right.
We were saying, I think they ought to pay an overage.
I think so too.
But then we never did anything with it. So that's why we're
all right,
back.
That's probably a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to, when we get our meters in, if they're overusing excessively.
Yes.
Yeah. So does the irrigation with the meters, will there be a, if your lot is this size, you get X gallons? So if it's all going through the culinary meter, we could say you get X gallons for culinary, X gallons for irrigation.
And now that there's not so much.
The only thing you're missing out on having them on this system is any overage that you get during the summertime.
Yeah.
And we know whose those are.
Yeah, right.
I think Laren,
yeah, he's circled.
But that might have been when he had that.
He's watering his field with it.
Probably.
He might have been. I don't know when he hooked that triangular piece below him.
They spoke to the secondary line because that was kind of set to. When Bill ran that line down there, we said we wanted to run the line up to Laren. And Bill said, I won't do it. So we had to pay Joe Gordon separate to put that line in. And then we paid it to run it all the way up to his house. All you have to do is hook it onto his system.
Right.
And he still won't do it.
Mm.
Isn't that little triangular piece have one wheel line on it?
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that wherever possible, we know how to charge for an overage.
Right. It'd be the same overage that everybody else would be charged.
Yeah.
If they have it and they go over, like let's say they have a lot and they can use 20,000 gallons. Then if they use 40,000 gallons, then we're going to bill them for that 20,000 that they over. For the additional 20,000.
Especially where a lot of these could be nightly rentals.
Yep.
So we could.
Yeah.
A lot of overage. I guess the other question is, water rights wise, how are these covered? Were the rights dedicated when they were built?
On a lot of them up there on Cottage on the Green, their water rights were dedicated to the golf course, and so part they had 10 or 15 shares that went to the golf course as being part of the. They're part of the golf course.
So it's an easement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So does the city own those rights? Were they dedicated to the city or the irrigation company?
Right now they're dedicated. I think they're dedicated through agreement to the golf
course. The homestead.
Yeah, so the homestead has the...
Then what rights are allowing them to have culinary usage?
Oh, they turned water in for the culinary.
Okay.
They turned water into the city for the culinary. It was the irrigation they.
Will they have to come back then again when they get hooked up to the
gas? That's an interesting point, because if they were dedicated for outside watering, but not to the city, and it's coming through our system, it's coming from our source, and we don't have the water right for it from.
Right.
I mean, some of it intermingles a little bit. That's an issue.
It's an interesting.
You're kind of scratching.
You could say it's coming from the Gerber Mahogany Spring.
Yeah, which is source for both of us.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
What yours is mine and what mine's yours.
Yeah, I mean, where the physical water is coming from,
I've heard that a little different.
Are there rights associated to cover it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's rights. It's just we may not own them as a city.
So the golf course owns them?
Yeah, it sounds like there's some agreement where they would own the... The water rights actually went to the homestead for that.
Well, but they own property on the homestead golf course.
Right.
I think what it is, they own the property where the golf course is, and the water rights are dedicated for that portion to the Village Green Homeowner Association.
So ones we've done in recent years, they've been dedicated to us in the golf course, but back then it was different then.
Yeah.
Different animal.
So
they was, yeah.
I think it'd be kind of hard if you've got a platted unit to say, oh, you need to come in with more water now because we're changing our billing system.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the water rights required for that.
To, Jeff?
Well, I was just trying to understand how this worked out from a rights perspective, but also from a billing perspective.
Well, I think we're good on both aspects of it. The rights, the culinary portion was given to the city when they got approval. Because I think prior to 75 or 74, you didn't have to turn in water rights, and all them homes were built after that. So they turned in water rights to the city for the inside use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when the golf course came into being, they would put their common area, that was their common area. They made that part of the golf course, and then they put this lease to the homestead to keep it into perpetuity in that water on that portion of the lease. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's recorded in the county recorder's office.
I think, Jennifer, what you're trying to do right now is just to clean up your list.
Clean up my list, yeah. And so
the
Mike and I...
The whole issue about water rights...
I mean, it is what it was...
When PI comes in.
When it was,
But,
right.
Steve, what's your input on paying an overage for the suit?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. And that would be my thing.
Because we're going to have a similar policy. Like I said, in the aeration meeting, we're not putting the meters in as a revenue source. We're putting the meters in as a management tool.
Right.
And if we get people using excessive water when they're only entitled so much, and then that's where the management tool come in and maybe through a higher cost.
Right. Yeah. So I'll get with Mike and we'll clean the list up and you guys will probably see it again and we'll talk about it again.
Okay.
Most likely.
So there's no action.
No action. Just discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a periodical list.
Done this. Isn't it pretty? You're welcome.
List.
Yes. Yes.
I think one of the various water agreements addresses this, if I remember correctly.
I think so too.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have
Corbin. Did you get that book that Corbin put together with all the various water agreements between the irrigation company and the city?
Probably. I didn't memorize it.
Yeah.
I'd like a copy of that. How do I get a copy of that?
I think I read part of it. Yeah, I remember that. It's like a blue binder.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else tonight? Any old business or new business we need to address? It's been a damn good water year.
Yeah, it sure has.
When's it getting turned off?
Huh?
When
end of October.
About?
Tentatively, unless we get a hard freeze.
About November 1st.
Okay.
November 1st?
November.
I think we blew out our system today on the square, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see the compressor up. There are guys leaning against their truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very busy.
While the compressor's running.
Yes. Yes.
So you know, we need to move to adjourn.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I see that some.